You found the right frequency. It's Radio Thrift Shop with myself, ye old DJ Frederick, also known as North Peak Fred. It's homemade, homegrown radio, and we're digging into music from the past century plus that you might have missed. We've got wall-to-wall obscurities and treasures. Come on and explore. By chance or appointment, you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Rock me in your arms. I can't feel it, but standing in my room, talking to a 2019 release from Librarians with Hickeys. That was a Big Stir digital single, tune called Alex. Well, you have found the right frequency. This is DJ Frederick, and you've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. Homegrown and homemade radio, no genre, no agenda, just a microphone, a DJ, a turntable, and a love for radio. I do have a little bit of an agenda today, though. We're going to be listening to some relatively recent indie releases, some independent music in the folk, pop, and rock categories. And I actually have a featured recording we're going to hear in a little bit. A brand new cassette by a band called Post Moves. The cassette is called Boogie Night at the Edge of Town. We're going to hear some selected tracks from that coming up on the Radio Thrift Shop. Australia, Romeo Moon with a tune called Let Love In. Before that, The Clientele with a cover of the West Coast pop art experimental band's Tracy Had a Hard Day Sunday. This is the Indie Music Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science and the sea. Hanging out in the water while a hurricane is bearing down sounds a little scary. But that's just what some underwater gliders are doing. They're recording ocean conditions before, during, and after hurricanes pass overhead. That's helping scientists improve their forecasts of hurricane intensity. The gliders look like torpedoes with wings, long metal cylinders packed with instruments. They monitor ocean temperature, salinity, and other parameters. They can dive hundreds of feet down. And they occasionally pop to the surface to transmit their readings via satellite and to get instructions from home. Over the last few years, several gliders have been deployed during hurricane season. They're stationed along likely hurricane paths and can stay there for months. When a hurricane is approaching, they measure conditions in the water ahead of it. Forecasters can crank those numbers into their models of how hurricanes behave. Results from the gliders have been promising. They've shown that understanding what's happening in the top layers of the ocean in front of a storm improves the accuracy of hurricane forecasts, especially forecasts of intensity. The gliders also watch what happens to the ocean as a hurricane passes across it. They measure how the ocean cools and how the layers of water are churned up. And they measure how quickly the ocean returns to its pre-storm condition. Those observations, too, should help improve our understanding of these killer storms. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And I'm DJ Frederick, welcoming you back to the Radio Thrift Shop, heard on WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. That's a classical WSCS.org, or if you're listening old school, it's 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire. The program is also archived on radioforall.net, and I'm working toward 500-plus editions of the Radio Thrift Shop. Sometimes I have a little struggle in announcing because of Bell's palsy and exhaustion and some issues with my jaw and dental work, so I'm going to keep this show going for as long as possible into the foreseeable future. Okay, this is the indie edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I have a featured recording today. It is a cassette tape. Yes, wonderful cassettes. The name of the cassette is Boogie Night at the Edge of Town. Band is Post Moves from Massachusetts. We're going to start off listening to Side A, tune called The Cavern.
Said there would be times under the moon that reverted back to infancy to my drunk. takes us home at night. Just as the thoughts collide of how we're gonna get out of this one by the skin of our teeth.
Two tracks from my featured cassette on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. The band is Post Moves, they're from Massachusetts. The cassette is Boogie Night at the Edge of Town. We heard Mix Surf Shop and The Cavern. And Post Moves consists of Sam Wenk on guitar, vocals, pedal steel, and synth. Nathaniel Cornett on bass, synth, and harmonium. And Julian Morris on drums and vocals. I'll be back with more tracks from Boogie Night at the Edge of Town in 1 minute.
Cambridge, Massachusetts is a great city to visit, especially if you're looking for a science-oriented destination. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The MIT Museum. No surprise that MIT is going to be a center for science, but they do a darn good job in their museum, which not enough people visit.
Pauline Frommer is editorial director for the Frommer Guidebooks and Frommers.com.
They're considered to have the best collection of holograms, of holography in the world. And they also have incredible exhibits on robotics. And these are exhibits that are constantly changing because MIT is at the forefront of working in robotics and creating new ways to use robotics.
The MIT Museum also displays some of the work of photographer Harold Edgerton,
who did photos using a high-speed camera and a stroboscope, so strobe lighting, which allowed him to take photos of things people had never seen before, like a hummingbird in flight. You can see each flap of the hummingbird's wings, or a drop of milk splashing. And these photographs were so important for us to learn how things actually worked.
And if you happen to be at MIT at the right time,
and you have to remember, you're in a place with a lot of young, rambunctious engineers. And so once a year, they do a prank where they put something crazy on top of the buildings in the middle of the night. And everybody wakes up and thinks, how the heck did a public bus get on top of this, you know, building of classrooms? But it's a common thing. Every year, there's some major prank that only engineers could do.
We'll hear more about science destinations in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The days linger on in the western world, where the siren song plays through the TV mural. It's all rearranged from the mill you maintained, where we are. Thank you.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. Three tunes from my featured cassette here on the Radio Thrift Shop. The band Post Moves from Massachusetts, Boogie Nights at the Edge of Town. We heard Pivot in the Post, With You on Big Leaf Mountain, and Harvest. For more information, you can check out postmoves.bandcamp.com. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Indie Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to hear an extended track now by Michael Cormier from his cassette Days Like Pearls. This is the tune Night After Night.
And hurdles into the valley. One sleeve of a shirt from hard rock Seattle loosened and swung from the basket of laundry. Thank you. Warm wooden legs with a
Space Museum with Afghan Dance, and before that, Mr. Bobby Ratton, amazingly talented musician, under the radar. He's been in all kinds of bands, Field Mice, Northern Picture Library, and now Lightning in a Twilight Hour. Great tune called Everyone Talks About the Weather. Well, this is DJ Frederick. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for listening. You can check us out on Facebook. The group is called, what else? Radio Thrift Shop. So wherever and whenever you are listening on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.